This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
We're live here on Hold Your Goats. You heard it here first, folks. We're coming around the corner, full speed. Balls to the wall action. All day, son.
Not all day.
All day.
Just an hour.
All day. After I sleep until like 2.
After I work.
I did not sleep until 2. That was a lie.
Yeah, because you were texting me at like 10.
Yeah, I was up earlier. I've been cleaning all day.
I've been dreading going to work all day.
Yeah, I'm not excited. Okay, so we have to... One person works every Saturday. Well, 2 people do. But, like, we work alone, and we just work for 4 hours. And then we have to stay... We do it so that we... Like, reduce the time spent on Monday just sorting the mail out of all our customers. But we have to stay in compliance now, so all the mail that's open, we have to either have it sealed and put in the mail bins to be, like, mail out, or it has to be sealed, or not sealed, but kept in our storage room, locked with a key.
Huh.
At the end of the day. So we still have to come in on Saturday. We sort the mail down. It takes about 2 hours to sort it all down.
But today's Sunday.
Saturday. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So we get in there, and then we work some of the customers, scan some of the work, and then we have to put it all away. So then we have to take all the customers that we just sorted, bundle them all together, put them away in the storage room, and then the person on Monday still has to take them out and put them all back. It's just... It makes no sense. It's such a waste of time.
That's the most efficient way they could come up with that?
Well, we can't keep the mail out, so we have to put it back in the storage room. And the manager, it was her big idea to have somebody come in on Saturday, so it's just like her pet idea. She won't let go of it, since we have to stay in compliance. So it's just, it's really dumb.
Huh. That is kind of weird.
Yeah. Freaking... Positions of power, man. You get in management.
Money management.
So dumb.
They manage things. Yeah, I did, I worked this week and I did a really interesting event. It was Lil Jon, I think. Nice. And he came That's to awesome. Salt Lake. I guess they have free concerts at the Gallivan Center every Wednesday for this whole entire month.
That's dope.
And he was the one who came, so he brought the type of crowd with him. You know,
is that like the Twilight concerts?
No, it's not the Twilight concerts. It's the Salt City Sounds for X96 or U92 or one of those. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I was in charge of wristbands in the 21 and up section where the alcohol bar was.
Mm.
So that was fun. I was right in front of the stage and whatever.
That's dope.
Yeah. I had 4 transgender guys come up to me, though, and they were asking me for VIP wristbands. And they got approved by my supervisor who let them in. But they kept coming back to me for like 2 or 3 more wristbands because they had friends coming in afterwards. Wow. And they were like, oh, thanks, you're so nice, you're a friend now, and blah, blah, blah. It was pretty funny. One of them asked me for a hug, and I was like, sure, I guess. And I was doing wristbands, so I just gave him a quick hug.
Yeah.
But the guy has boobs, so it was, like, super weird. I was, like, not knowing what to think. And then to top it off, my supervisor, he leans over to me, and he's like, man... Those are probably the most attractive transgender guys I've ever seen. And that last week we did the Pride Festival, so he wasn't lying. These guys knew how to dress. Holy cow.
That's funny.
But it was pretty weird. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
But I guess they're homies now, if I ever run into them again.
Yeah.
We'll see if I run into them this Wednesday at the next free concert. I'll ask to do wristbands again.
Nice.
Yep, so that was fun. I think my mic is picking up the stinking...
What?
Stinking fan.
Oh. Is it an Omni or just in cardioid?
I check. Let's see. It's in the one position where just the front of the mic works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Should be okay then.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatevs, homie G. So, we should... I think I know how I want to do the What Gets Your Goat stuff.
The what?
The What Gets Your Goat shizbiz.
Oh, okay. You're just choppy.
We'll just play music. Like, play our guitars.
Hey, dude, I actually am buying a guitar soon. I'm going to be selling my acoustic and my... You know that tobacco one I bought? The hollow body jazz guitar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to be selling that, too, so I can buy a new one. And I already have my eyes on one, so I should have it by Friday or Saturday.
You're selling a jazz guitar?
Yep, I'm selling it. You know, I feel like I haven't gotten to the point where I can fully appreciate a jazz guitar. Right. I need to step down a notch. I'm going to get a jumbo acoustic guitar, but it's also electric.
Hmm.
And
I might strike a business proposition with you.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
On the jazz guitar.
I do have a friend that's already got his eyes on the jazz guitar.
Hmm.
He's offered me $200 for it, which is what I would give it to a friend for. I'm not going to be some cheap rat who robs my friends, you know?
Yeah.
So, $200 is what he's offered so far. The estimate I got on it was, because it's used, if you buy the guitar new, it's like $350.
Mm-hmm.
So, just the guitar would be like $250 used. And with the case is like $80. So I said I'd give it to my friend with the case for $200, just because I'm nice. But he hasn't really said anything back to me yet to confirm it. So it's up in the air.
Well, I do $200 plus my other mixer.
You what?
I do $200 and I'd throw in my other mixer. Scarlet mixer, if you were interested.
Yeah, I'll totally do it. I'll just say, hey bro, sorry, some guy offered me a better deal.
He offered to suck my nuts.
Yeah. No, I don't want any of that. Even though I almost got that at that concert with four transgender dudes.
Yeah. It hurts, dog.
They asked me if I had a girlfriend, and, you know, I wasn't really entirely sure how to respond.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't have a girlfriend. Stupid bug. But I told them that there's this girl I'm interested in, but she's on and off with me.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, you deserve better. Don't let her treat you that way. And, like, all this really funny stuff. And they're like, do you want us to send a message to her? And I'm like, no, that's fine. I'll just talk about it on the podcast I have.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were backing me up.
That's funny.
I do hope I run into them again, even though that's kind of weird to say. They were super interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's our new thing on the podcast. We're advertising stuff we're selling. We're advertising anything you else are selling?
What?
We're advertising stuff we sell.
Sell stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to start advertising every week one thing that I'm going to sell.
Oh, shit.
I'm totally just kidding, man.
I just started calling Chase from Facebook. You could do that.
That's pretty good.
I stopped.
He's going to be like, gosh, dang it, they won't leave me alone.
Oh.
Stop calling me.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'll be selling that. And then my other acoustic guitar that's Epiphone, whatever, bland.
Blandy Brandy.
Yeah, bland brand. Just the easy Epiphone standard. I actually haven't looked to see what the specific name is of that. I've been meaning to do that. What is that? That sounded like a tongue.
It may have been. It's quite possible.
Oh, whatever it was. I bet they'll enjoy that. It's almost as enjoyable as, like, scratching the mic.
My brain. That was not a pleasant sound.
So I went up the canyon with my bike the other day, and for the first time ever, the trail goes through some areas where there's, like, a riverbed.
Yeah.
But there's never been water in those areas. And this time, when we got further up, there wasn't any water in the lower part, but there was, like, a ton of water in the upper part, which made, like, zero sense to me, because I was like, if there's water up here, there should be water down there too, right?
Yeah.
But I guess not. So we had to ride our bikes through the river on two different parts, and all the rest of them had bridges, but that was really fun. I got my tan on. Maybe that's why I showed up all purpley on the camera. Oompa Loompa.
Oh, you got sunburnt?
No, I'm not burnt at all on my face. I got burnt from Pride last week. That's when I was peeling. But I'm done peeling now. I don't have any burns anywhere. I'm just super tan. I'm the tan man. The farmer's tan man, actually. But other than that, nothing really cool has happened to me in the past 3 or 4 days. Just been working at the Vivint building, making sure nobody does anything bad.
Yeah.
One guy had Jimmy John's delivered. Yeah, no fires.
Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Jimmy John's?
I couldn't let the Jimmy John's guy in, so I had to go look for this guy in, like, 8 rows of customer support until finally he's like,
really?
Oh, Jimmy John's is here? He's like, are they 15 minutes late? No. They got here on time. Because don't they have, like, a delivery time free deal or whatever?
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, the guy is asking me. I'm like, no, he got here on time. He just can't come in here to deliver it to you because you need to come out to the lobby and get it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Oh, great. There we go. I pulled a string on my belt, and it started, like, pulling the whole thing apart on accident.
You're gonna break it. You're gonna break it, man.
You know those, like, fabric belts that, like, have the two loops?
Yeah.
I just started pulling one of the strings on accident. Whoopsie! For a while, I had 2 checks, because they paid me separately for the events and the patrols.
Did you get paid by per event?
No, it was just the bi-weekly check. I had 2 of them. One was events and one was the other one.
Gotcha.
They just keep them separate. And it was really funny because for a while, my roommate, he kept calling me 2-check-Ian because I kept talking about how I got 2 checks and how rich I was.
That's funny.
I've been coasting on, like, my savings for the longest time. And plasma money and all that fun jazz.
Right.
When I finally got my first checks, I was so excited. I was like, I have actual money.
Right.
And it's being given to me. So it was pretty dope. Know. I was too checking.
The whole system is kind of strange.
No kidding.
Like, yeah, it's such a relief to know that, you know how you're going to get the food. Like, you don't have to worry about...
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, I'm going to go to Five Guys this week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat some good shiz.
Some good shit food. All that grease. No kidding. Need it in my soul.
I need to fill my fridge now. I can actually go grocery shopping.
I don't know, just the whole concept of money to me just seems strange.
Silly.
Well, it's like, it's 90% of U.S. funds exist digitally.
Yeah, no kidding.
10% is actual paper, and the paper isn't backed by anything. It's backed by a consensus saying it's worth as much as it is. It's not like, yeah, it's just paper.
No kidding.
But I don't know.
It's just like a symbol of, hey, I've worked and did stuff for you.
Yeah, and everybody's told how much time their life is worth.
Like, I think I can understand you, but I'm not entirely sure because you keep breaking up.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's strange.
But I'm following.
The people are worth more than others.
Right.
It's just weird. But, I mean, I get it.
I think it's really funny how fast I'm working.
Yeah.
Crap, man. Okay, there you are. I think it's really funny how fast I'm working up the food chain in my job. Like, I'm being recognized for a lot more things than anybody else that got hired on at the same time as I did.
Nice.
It's pretty dope.
Are you general manager?
Am I general what?
Manager.
I'm assistant to the regional manager.
War chief?
I'm Dwight Schrute.
Hell yeah, man.
No, just kidding. I'm just the guy that is super reliable, so they'll have me do anything.
Yeah.
Everybody else complains about their posts or their things, and they're like, okay, whatever, like, Ian will do it. He's so good. Like, he never complains. Just put him on there.
When are you going to get a taser, man?
Never. All right, today's one of those days I'm just like, never. And then tomorrow I'll be like, heck yeah, tase me right now. I'm so flip-floppy on that that I can't decide whether or not I should do it.
That's funny.
It would be hilarious to get tased, though, I think.
Yeah.
Just to like be able to say and have a story to tell people, you know?
Yeah.
I'll probably piss myself, though. I'll make sure to go to the bathroom before they tase me.
Right. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page. Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.